Ron Van Dam knows exactly why you enjoy his show.
It makes no sense.
And that says something a little weird about you. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is The Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. What makes this show different than any other show is that I am Ron Van Dam, and on other shows, they're not me. Oh, they may claim they are, but they're not. How do you like your ice cream? Do you like it soft serve or do you like it hard? Yeah, I'm here for the people who like it soft serve. I like to see the chocolate and the vanilla entangled within each other in a swirl-like fashion. That's what I go for, baby. I'm a tough guy. I like eating corn because my body can't break it down. It comes out the same way it goes in, if you know what I mean. That's how I like it, baby. I'm a tough guy. Sometimes I'll take my socks off and reverse them and put the left sock on the right sock foot and the right sock on the left foot. Yeah. Who else does that? Sometimes when I'm eating a popsicle, I'll also eat the wooden stick. Actually, I'm not that tough. I just wish I could do all those things, but I don't. Welcome to the program. How are you? Good to be with you on this fine Thursday, I believe it is. I have no freaking idea what day of the week this is. That Monday holiday screwed me up bad. That'll keep me off for about 6 months. I will not know what day of the week it is. I don't even know what year it is. I'm still writing 1972 on my checks. That's right, millennials. I'm still writing checks. I know. What do you think? I'm from a different planet, don't you? I know. I write checks. Yeah. When there's a bill to pay, I will write out a check. Ron, what are you, crazy? Are you archaic? My God. Do you even own a car? I mean, yes, I will write out a check. I like the feeling of writing out a check. I don't know why. I'll tell you why. All right, I'll tell you why, millennials. I'll explain this to you. The reason I like writing out a check is I want to. That's why, because I want to. I want to talk about something today that I allude to on a daily basis, but I never really come out and say it. No, it's not that I'm gay or not gay. It's not that. By the way, I'm not, but if I was, whatever. Here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. Technology has ruined us down to the bone, down to the quick. Another company was hacked yesterday by a cybersecurity breach. It was the ferry line to Martha's Vineyard. I know. I don't know if it was Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket. Same place, right? Same island, isn't it? Isn't it the same island? Only one side is called Nantucket, the other is. I don't really know how it goes. But the ferry line that brings people from the Cape Cod area to the islands was hacked, and so they couldn't run efficiently. I don't know how that affects a boat, to be honest with you. I wouldn't exactly call that a breakdown in infrastructure, but I guess if you live on Martha's Vineyard, that makes a big difference. But it was hacked nonetheless. Companies are being hacked every single day, sometimes for ransom, just like a pirate. Aye, matey. Yeah. They're pirates. They ask for ransom. Otherwise, they won't let the computer system work again, and it cripples us. And it's only a matter of time, and you know this is true, so shut up and listen to me. It's only a matter of time before these hackers from Russia or private pirate hackers get into one of our systems that actually shuts down something. Now, as you know, a few weeks ago, one of our pipelines, I don't know how many pipelines we have. I'm not into pipeline talk. I don't get around in pipeline conversational debates. No one comes up to me and says, Ron, how many pipelines do we have in the United States? You know what? I don't know. Two? I don't know. Two? 600? I don't know. But apparently, it shut down our gas supply, which isn't really completely the case. It was more that people panicked in the South. That's what they do in the South. They panic. Well, they panic everywhere. And when they heard the pipeline was shut down, the people ran to the gas stations and started hoarding gasoline and putting it in plastic containers. Putting gas hoses in their mouths. I mean, I don't know. But that's what they did. They went crazy. They went crazy and they started hoarding. And that's why the supply of gas ran out. It's always you, isn't it? It's always you. It's always your fault. Well, it is. It's the human being in all of us that screws everything up. If we weren't so damn crazy, we'd be able to get through all this stuff. Did you ever hear, last year, this, I don't know if you know this or not, about a year and a half ago, there was a pandemic worldwide. Did you know this? You had no idea, did you? You slept through it. Yeah, there was a pandemic. And we had a weird president who said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And as a result, nobody knew what to do. We ran to the supermarket. We started grabbing toilet paper because I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If there's one thing that Americans need, it's toilet paper. It's not food. It's not money. It's toilet paper. Do you remember that? There was no toilet paper on the shelves at all, and people panicked. My immediate response was, well, I'll start using dinner napkins. I mean, I don't care. I can wipe my ass with anything, basically. But, you know, oh, my God, toilet paper. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're out of toilet paper. What are we going to do? How are we going to wipe our ass? Oh, my God. We don't have any toilet paper. That was a panic. And as a result, it took months before any toilet paper showed up on the shelves at all. And then there were signs on the shelves from the stores, limit two rolls each person until we get a good stock of toilet paper. In the meantime, only two rolls. Remember that? A lot of items were limit quantity because they didn't have enough for people. I started eating foods that would constipate me on purpose so I didn't have to wipe. And it worked. And it worked. Anyway, so there was a pandemic. We screwed it up. We screwed it up. And now some people in this country are still continuing to screw it up by refusing to get the vaccine. So we have to treat them like little babies. Like little tiny orphan babies. And we have to say, well, you don't want to get, you think you might get sick and feel bad a little bit after you get an injection. Oh, no. So what we do is we offer them candy, literally. Hey, if you get a vaccination, this beer company will give you a free beer. I'll tell you what, if you get a vaccination at work, we'll give you a day off. I'll tell you what, if you get a vaccination, we'll watch your children for a day. We'll actually take your children every day so you don't have to even look at them. If you get a vaccination, we'll give you $100. Come on, man. How about this? If you get a vaccination, we'll all reach herd immunity and this thing won't be able to thrive at all. How about that? Well, Ron, I don't really know if the vaccination is safe. Oh, okay. Like nobody around you's gotten this thing? And you know how safe you'd be if you didn't get it? Anyway, don't get me started on this. There are certain reasons why certain people don't get them, for health reasons, autoimmune system problems. I get that. But just, well, I don't know. I kind of scared. I don't really trust anybody. All right, I get that part. I don't trust anybody either. But there comes a point, man. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. It's pissing me off. So there was this thing called the coronavirus. I don't know if you've heard of this. And it was consequential. It was consequential. I'll tell you about it sometime. You don't want to hear about it right now. Anyway, I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll talk to the guest at that point when it is time to talk to the guest and not before. And that'll happen a little bit later. Not too much later because the show isn't that long. I wanted to talk about technology. I started to and I got off track. I'm a little bit older than you are, not a lot, probably I'm younger. But I'll tell you something, millennials, I'm addressing this show to you today, millennials. I'll tell you something, you have fucked things up. Life was so much easier before, so much easier. When we wanted to remember something, we wrote it down on a piece of paper and we filed it in a little drawer. So hard to do. Now we take all our information and everything we need to know and we put it on a little chip and then we put it in a place where people can steal the information publicly. Do you remember, millennials, you don't remember anything. Do you remember everybody else? There was a time when you could get an unlisted phone number. People couldn't know what your phone number was or your address. You could remain private. No more. You can find anybody, anytime, anywhere, not only where they live, but where they are right now shopping at JCPenney. Wow. Yeah, you can steal everybody's information because it's not written down in a drawer anymore. It's for everybody to see technologically. That was what you did, millennials. You screwed everything up. You made everything more dangerous. You made everything so public that anybody can take anything from anyone at any given time. And now countries are into it because you put it all out there. So countries very easily can hack into systems. And the only way to stop countries from hacking into systems, which isn't just a pipeline, could be our electric grid, you'll have no power. Could get into our banking finance systems, all the money that you have in banks could be like not there anymore. There are great ramifications to what you screwed up here with technology. Not everything had to fall into the technology world, but you made it all happen. The only thing you can do these days is take whatever money you have left and put it under your mattress. It's not an easy sleep, but at least you know where your money is. The ramifications are incredible. And that's where we put ourselves. In this technological, here it is, come and get it, steal it if you can, and take it all kind of world. And the only way to combat it is to spend billions and billions and trillions and zillions of dollars to make sure nobody steals your millions and billions and trillions of dollars. It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. The only way you could steal something from a store in the older days, like 20 years ago, was to break into the store and actually steal the item. If you needed cash from a store, you had to steal their cash register or something like that. That was tough. All it took was a guard dog. I can't say that phrase. All it took was a guard dog at night or an 80-year-old octogenarian with a plastic gun to make people not come into your store. That's all it took. That's all it took. Now, you have to have highfalutin security systems, expensive security systems to protect your identity and your finances and your security of your business and the security of your home. You must have these things now. And even now they can be hacked into. That's the insecure world that has been set up by technology. The idea was to make things easier for us with technology, and all it did was make it a lot harder. It didn't work out. It happens with everything. It really does. It does. Someone invents something that seems to be marvelous, and then somebody else figures out a way to take that thing that was marvelously invented and turn it into a horrible weapon that can hurt people. That's it. That's how it works. Let's go to the moon and collect the rocks and put a flag in the moon and put things in orbit and in space. Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah, we can put up satellites that can help communications and cable and telephones, and we can put those in orbit. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. What happens 20 years later? Countries are trying to figure out what to put things in orbit so that they can destroy the planet, so that they can spy on other countries in orbit, so we can put tons of space junk. We've already polluted our oceans and our air. Let's pollute our orbit. Let's get a lot of space junk and just have it orbit the Earth, and sometimes it'll enter the Earth's atmosphere and fall on somebody's head. What have we done now? We've dirtied up the orbit around our Earth. The ionosphere, the stratosphere, the picosphere, the hopatere, the siposphere, the ficosphere, the shiposphere. We've ruined all of those layers now. And now we're going to have space wars and laser wars and in orbit and destroy the country in another way, so that the original idea, go to the moon and collect some rocks. Yeah, that's what happened. So that's the human condition, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, and that's what I did. How do you feel about it? If you have any comments, don't bother emailing me, because I don't respond to it and I don't read them. So don't bother. I won't even give you the email because it's not necessary. But if in your tangled mind it opens up various channels of thought, then I've done my job. That's Ron, that's your job? What? I know, it's a strange job. I do have a guest coming up any moment now. But before I do that, in order to get your attention, I'm going to hold up a picture of a very small puppy dog.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to show you a little video of a puppy dog taking its front paws and rubbing its eyes.
Aww.
Now I'm going to show you a picture of a bear mauling a dog.
Aww.
Now I'm going to show you a dog biting off a man's arm.
Aww.
Now I'm going to... All right, that's enough. Now I'm going to... go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we will basically speak to our guest. Not basically, we will.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one-stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Lauren Boland joins us now. She's Director of Communications, National Confectioners Association. Guess what we're talking about? Confections. Candy. Always an interesting subject, Lauren. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, and happy National Candy Month.
Well, I suppose it is. The month of June is National Candy Month. There's a month for everything. Candy should be way up there. That's fine. Not a problem.
Well, I agree with you. I think that, whether you're headed out for a hike or going to the pool or down to the beach, chocolate and candy are something that can bring a little sweetness to your summer. And National Candy Month is a great way to kick off a summer that I think we've all been ready for.
Yeah, it's interesting. Candy is a little controversial. It wasn't when I was a kid, but now it is a little bit as far as health is concerned, taking in sugar, that kind of thing. But at the same time, you don't have to put a bag of candy in your mouth every day. It's a treat.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Candy is a treat, and I think that's the most important aspect, is that people understand that and know that. Mm-hmm. And when we think about how often people decide to treat, we found that most Americans enjoy chocolate and candy about 2 to 3 times a week. So people understand that chocolate and candy is something that has this uncanny ability to boost their moods, mm-hmm. and kind of in their perspectives, especially in such an uncertain time that we all have been through and are continuing to go through. And it's something that makes us all a little happy and makes maybe some of the more ordinary moments feel a little more special.
Yeah, it's like, when your dog does something good, like pees on the papers or something, or brings you the ball or something like that, you give them a treat. And it's kind of the same thing where when we're happy and we want to make ourselves feel good and we've done something that's nice, we can pop a piece of candy and treat ourselves.
Exactly. And it's also something that's just so rewarding to give.
Yeah.
I know during this time, I've sent family and friends that I haven't been able to connect with in person some treats. And it's just a great way to let someone know that you're thinking of them. And they play such a central role in, like you said, making, just ordinary moments feel a little bit more special, but also elevating some of our other favorite activities, whether that's heading out to a graduation party, mm-hmm. or going out on a hike. I mean, what summer without a s'more? I think that's a quintessential summer treat. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's obvious because for holidays, special occasions, candy is at the top of the list on every single one of them, every one of them. So that's kind of amazing in that sense. Let me just on the health benefit thing, just throw this in, that apparently chocolate has actual health benefits.
Yeah, Yes, well, I think there's a lot there that, depending on how you decide to enjoy your your treat, whether that's chocolate or other candy. But, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because we found that Americans' top three favorite summer treats are chocolate. So chocolate takes the cake. And so to me, that makes me think everybody's looking to have a little more action this summer. And then there's also gummies and hard candy. So people are going to be heading down to the beach or to the pool and taking some of those with them to enjoy while they're taking a little time for themselves this summer.
When you said chocolate takes the cake, was that on purpose or did that just happen?
Well, chocolate takes the s'more this time. How about that?
Okay. All right. Now, what about flavor-wise? Summer is a time of all kinds of flavors. How did that rank?
Well, it's so interesting you asked that. I think understanding and hearing what people love to have during certain seasons is so interesting. It's so telling. And we found that most Americans enjoy strawberry as their top flavor, watermelon, and then cherry. So a lot of refreshing flavors, and they're perfect for the summer.
Well, cherry is my cake. I think I said that wrong. But you know what I mean.
There are a lot of really good cherry candies out there. It's delicious.
Yeah, they really are.
It's just a quintessential summer flavor.
Yeah. By the way, and I'm sure you agree, they do make sugar-free candies just for those that medically, it's, you know, can't do a lot of it. That is available too.
That's correct. There, you know, the great thing about where we are right now is there's so many different options that fit any need and any flavor profile that, you know, really interests you. And I think it's just important that people know that there's plenty of different options out there and that America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are working to make sure people are informed and empowered in the choices that they make when they decide to treat. So you'll see a lot of packages that are 200 calories or less with clear calorie labels on the front of the package. So people know exactly what's in them and what exactly they're going to be enjoying.
Excellent. I thought one of the greatest ideas was when I was growing up, they had the big boxes of candy and they're all different flavors inside. I could never tell which was which until you actually bit into them. And then they started actually labeling it underneath the candy. They printed it out in the little shell cup. And I thought, this is great. Well, America's a wonderful place.
I know. I love having a little candy map. It certainly makes it more fun.
Yeah, you don't know what you get. It's kind of fun. Okay, so, I mean, any time of year is great for candy, and it is a great gift. So where do we get more information about candy in case people want to find out intricate little facts about candy or nutrition or whatever?
Of course. So head to nationalcandymonth.com for more information on how to celebrate. And, you know, you'll be able to find a lot of your favorite retailers participating in National Candy Month this year. We have over 30,000 retailers that are going to be joining in on the fun. And a lot of the manufacturers are also doing so as well. So people are excited to get back to doing the things that they love to do. And kicking off summer with National Candy Month is a great way to include some of your favorite treats, doing your favorite summer activities.
Yeah. Did National Confectioners Association invent Halloween, or was that already there?
Halloween was already there, okay. But chocolate and candy are obviously a very important an important component to celebrating Halloween, especially as we saw last year, and I'm sure as we'll see this year, too.
Oh, this year's going to be a crazy Halloween, I have a feeling. It's going to be.
I know. We're so excited, and it'll be a fun celebration. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, thanks for speaking to us. Sounds like you have a fun job. Not so bad.
It's so fun, and thank you so much for having me. I hope everyone can enjoy National Candy Month this June. And if you're looking for more information, go to nationalcandymonth.com and. Enjoy your favorite sweet treat this summer.
Perfect. Lauren, thank you so much for your time today. Well, that will do it for me today. I'm going to be back again tomorrow. That's not a promise. That's a threat. I hope you can join me tomorrow at some juncture, sometime when you feel like listening to me for half an hour again. But it'll be a new show. I'll be talking about different stuff. That's how I keep it rolling, you know, keep it fresh. This is one of the few programs where there's a new show every single weekday. I know. No, that's not true. It is true. I'm confusing myself. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you have more to do in the course of the day than listen to this program. I know that you have a life that goes beyond sitting in a chair and listening to me. Go now and exercise that life. It's important to do for the sanity of the human race. Until tomorrow, I wish you peace.